Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series Power Tool Accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price, exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Welcome in, everyone. Today we're doing a deep dive into something I find really fascinating, the human side of football.
It's more than just the scores and the wins, right?
Exactly. We're going to go beyond the stats to understand what it really takes to be an NFL player.
I'm excited. Where do we even begin with something this big?
Well, we're going to use the New York Jets' recent game against the Steelers as kind of a case study.
Interesting. Just one game.
Yeah. It's fascinating how much a single game can reveal about the bigger picture of the NFL.
Okay, I see what you mean. A microcosm of the whole league.
Exactly. The pressure, the resilience, the risks, all of it's there.
Makes sense. So where do the Jets fit into all of this?
Well, they're currently on a 4-game losing streak, and their interim head coach, Jeff Ulbrich, is noticing something interesting.
Oh, what's that?
He says the players are pressing. Like, they're trying too hard to force a win.
I've heard that before. Trying to do too much.
Yeah. Ulbrich actually knows a thing or two about pressure himself. He was a linebacker, remember?
Oh, right. So he gets it.
And he thinks this pressure might actually be causing more errors on the field.
Classic performance pressure. Happens everywhere, not just in sports. When the stakes are high and you're desperate to break a losing streak.
It's easy to overthink, right? Play tentatively, lose that flow.
Exactly. Like, they're trying to win the game single-handedly instead of trusting their teammates and the system.
And that's something one of their defensive linemen, Solomon Thomas, actually spoke about.
Oh, what'd he say?
He really emphasized that football is the ultimate team sport. To win, you need everyone executing their roles, working in sync.
He's absolutely right. Individual talent can only take you so far.
It's about the collective effort. And that's where the mental game becomes just as important as the physical, wouldn't you say?
For sure. Maintaining composure under pressure, trusting your training, believing in the team.
And speaking of believing in the team, we saw a really incredible example of that from Davante Adams.
Oh, yeah. The Jets' new wide receiver, the guy they just picked up.
Yep. He's obviously known for his talent. But in this game, he showed something even more impressive, pure grit.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So picture this. Aaron Rodgers throws an interception.
Okay, not good.
No, not good at all. But here's the thing. Adams, who was nowhere near the play, he sprints downfield and makes the tackle, preventing a touchdown.
Whoa, hold on. He ran all that way, even though they were losing.
Ulbrich called it a testament to Adams' character, the kind of leadership that can lift a struggling team.
Inspiring, right. That level of hustle, even when things are tough.
It really is. It reminds us that even amidst all the strategies and stats, there's a powerful human element at play in football.
Absolutely. These guys are pushing their limits, driven by passion and a deep sense of camaraderie.
But it's also a reminder of something else.
What's that?
The physical risks these players face every single time they step onto the field.
Right. It's easy to forget that when we're caught up in the excitement.
And that brings us to a difficult moment in the game. Jets lineman Xavier Newman.
Yeah.
He suffered a really serious injury after colliding with Steelers linebacker Patrick Queen.
Oh, no. Those collisions are brutal.
They really are. He had to be carted off the field on a backboard.
Ugh, I hate seeing that. Just a stark reminder of how dangerous this sport can be, even with all the protective gear.
It's a tough reality. And what makes it even more concerning is that Newman was actually replacing Elijah Vera Tucker,
who was already injured.
Yeah. He left the game earlier with an ankle injury.
Wow. So the injuries just keep piling up.
It shows how one injury can create this ripple effect through the whole team, impacting the dynamic on the field.
It's a tough situation for the Jets, all those injuries piling up.
There was some good news about Newman, though. Reports said he had movement in his extremities, could squeeze the trainer's hand.
Oh, thank goodness. That's a relief.
He was taken to the hospital, but he was able to travel back to New York with the team.
Still, makes you think about those long-term effects, you know?
You could see the concern on his teammates' faces, too. Especially Joe Tippmann.
The center.
Yeah. He's close friends with Newman. And you could just tell how shaken up he was by the whole thing.
That's what I love about team sports, though. That brotherhood. They're not just colleagues. They're there for each other through thick and thin.
Especially through these kinds of moments. And the Jets, they've been particularly hit hard by injuries this season, especially their secondary. It's been depleted.
It really highlights how physically demanding this sport is, the constant wear and tear.
But despite all this, linebacker Quincy Williams was emphasizing their focus on taking things one game at a time.
Really? Even with everything going on?
He specifically mentioned the challenge of facing the Patriots running game next.
That's a tough matchup.
But that's what resilience is all about, right? Compartmentalizing, bouncing back, staying focused despite the adversity.
It's about having a short memory for the bad stuff, learning from mistakes, and coming back stronger, mentally as much as physically.
And that mental toughness, that resilience, it's what defines these players.
It's not just about being physically strong, right? You need that emotional and mental fortitude to handle the pressure, the setbacks, the injuries.
Especially when we talk about the long-term risks, like neck injuries.
Yeah, that's something that often gets overshadowed by all the excitement.
We hear those stories about former players, years after their careers are over, struggling with some pretty debilitating conditions.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
It really does. It's a sobering reality.
All those impacts, those collisions, it takes a toll, you know? Especially on the cervical spine.
We're talking chronic pain, limited mobility, even neurological problems.
And it makes you wonder, is the NFL doing enough
to protect its players?
Exactly. Are they preventing these injuries as much as they can? And are they taking care of the players who are already suffering?
It's a tough question.
It is. A complex issue, for sure. But it's a conversation we need to keep having.
As fans, we need to be aware of the risks involved and advocate for better player safety. There's got to be a way to protect these guys better.
I mean, they've made some changes, right? Like those stricter penalties for helmet-to-helmet hits.
Yeah, there's been a push for more restrictions on tackling techniques. Some are even suggesting changing the fundamental rules of the game.
Wow, really? To try and minimize those head and neck injuries?
Yeah, it's pretty radical. But it shows you how seriously people are taking this issue.
And then there's the equipment, the helmets, the padding. They're constantly improving that stuff.
Trying to absorb more of that impact. But technology can only do so much.
It's still a very physical sport. And at the end of the day, it's about teaching players how to protect themselves.
Proper tackling techniques, right?
From a young age, instilling that culture of safety, teaching them to protect themselves and their opponents.
And it's not just about tackling techniques. It's about creating an environment where players feel comfortable speaking up if they're hurt.
Yeah. No more of that tough it out mentality. Prioritizing long-term health over winning at all costs.
Exactly. A player's well-being has to extend beyond their playing years.
Which brings us back to the Jets and the psychological impact of all these injuries. Seeing your teammate go down like that, it's got to shake you up a bit.
It creates a sense of vulnerability for everyone.
Especially during a losing streak. You're already feeling the pressure, and then this happens.
It's a tough spot for the coaches and the players. How do you push forward while also recognizing when someone needs time to heal, physically and emotionally?
It's a delicate balance.
Yeah.
And that's where strong leadership comes in.
A coach like Ulbrich, he understands that. He's been there himself.
And he can create that environment where players feel supported, where mental health is just as important as physical health.
And that's a message that resonates far beyond the football field, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's about facing any kind of adversity, whether it's in your work, your relationships, your own personal struggles. We all go through tough times.
And building up that resilience, that ability to bounce back.
That's what helps us grow and become stronger.
Couldn't agree more. Life throws curveballs at all of us, and it's that inner strength that helps us navigate those tough times.
Exactly. And the Jets, even with the losing streak, all the injuries, they're a testament to that resilience, right?
Yeah. Having that support system, trusting yourself, focusing on what you can control, it makes a difference.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. What are the key takeaways from this deep dive?
We started with one Jets game, but we really got into so much more, didn't we?
We did. We saw that dedication, the grit, that incredible bond between teammates. But we also faced the reality of the risks involved.
Those long-term consequences.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a fascinating look at the human side of football, that mix of passion and vulnerability.
Exactly. And I hope that when people watch these games, they remember it's not just about the score. It's about the individuals behind those helmets.
Think about the sacrifices, the battles they're facing, the strength it takes to play at that level. It's incredible, really.
Appreciate the skill, the strategy, sure, but also let's keep having those conversations about player safety.
It's not just about entertainment. It's about protecting these athletes. Their well-being matters. So as we wrap up, here's something to think about.
Okay, I'm listening.
Can the NFL find a way to keep the heart of the game, the intensity, the excitement, while making it safer for the players?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? How do we protect these guys without changing the essence of the sport?
It's a complex challenge.
Yeah.
But it's a conversation we need to have, one that deserves our attention.
Absolutely. And that's what we're doing here, right? Starting that conversation.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us on this deep dive. It's been a fascinating journey.
We learned a lot.
We did. And we hope you did, too.